This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are here together to witness on behalf of the rest of the world what intelligent conversation is all about, if I do say so myself. DJ B Show, Victoria Keith and Kara Schillen, Jennifer out and about. I don't know how much about she's out, but she's under the weather, as it would seem. The spider bites are tough. You can be allergic to that. So I've had a few spider bites. That's what apparently Jennifer got over the weekend. And they make you swell up. I remember getting bitten on my face, just below my eye. And the eye all swells up. It can be very itchy, too. And a little scary, depending on what your allergies are. You never tell until you get into one of those circumstances how something like that might affect you. So,
a friend of mine was in the hospital 5 days with a spider bite.
Yeah, right.
His whole leg, he was on Nantucket and got bitten by a brown spider, which apparently are very, very lethal. And it was touch and go if he was going to lose his leg. It was really bad. It was really bad.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Meredith went to Africa, and there was ants there that are so lethal if they bite you, you die. That kind of stuff. There are all these sort of creepy crawly creatures that are
Africa
around.
Africa and Australia will kill you like a million different ways.
let's go. And so will they take over? After we've destroyed the Earth, the human species destroys the Earth, will the insects take over? That's one of the great science fiction stories. And one wonders if it really is. There was a movie out in the 80s or 90s, about arachnids, ants and stuff, attacking the Earth from a planet that they controlled the planet. They were all ants and, you know, that kind of creature. So we sent stormtroopers up to the planet to blast them away. That was the movie, anyway. Some of those dumbest movies came out of the 1980s. All right, let's, shall we just for fun talk about Meghan Markle a little more?
Sure.
You've heard that she's engaged to be married to Prince Harry, right?
I've heard that rumor.
Yes. So she's going to be the first one to spend Christmas with the Queen in the sense that she's not married. This is the first time this has happened, it appears. So what did Diana do when she couldn't come to Christmas until she got married? See, there's an interview Meghan Markle has in Vanity Fair. Have you seen it?
Is it a new one or the older one first confirmed the relationship? Months ago, maybe?
Was it a couple months ago? Yeah. I just saw it on the plane. Somebody left it on the plane. And I didn't look to see what month it was. So what did we learn from that? Or what do we know about this lady? Or I keep going back to the same thing about how the two biggest things in the world with people, it would seem, are what's happening in the row of disrepute, that is all the people who are being charged with these horrible sexual offenses, and then the fate of Meghan Markle. What's she all about? She has no privacy anymore. She's lost that. Her life will not be her own. Isn't that what happens to somebody that goes down this street? Look at what happened to Diana. Her life was not her own.
Yeah. Well, I sure hope that, you know, after what the boys have gone through and they've come out and spoken so much in the last few years about the mental health issues that they face because of her death and the publicity and everything, I would sure hope that they would take a little break on Meghan Markle. But I will say one thing that's interesting. So she has amazing coat game. I don't know.
What does that mean?
It means that the coats that she wears are fantastic.
And they're selling out instantly.
Yeah, and apparently she's worn two coats from Canadian companies, and you can't buy either of them anymore because people went and bought them up so quickly.
And there's a handbag, too, that she had that sold out right away. Yeah. Hmm. But I think the reason that she's... I don't necessarily think that this is that big of a deal other than because she lives there now. So I think, what's her name? Kate Middleton probably went home to her family for Christmas. Yeah. But Meghan Markle's family lives in the States, and so she's living with Harry already. So it would be kind of bizarre if they didn't invite her to Christmas.
I would have thought.
Well, yeah.
It would be very bizarre. Meanwhile, to go back, let me just back up a little bit, because it's hard to not have the conversation about Meghan Markle, and then to not have in each hour at least some reference to what's going on, the problems of harassment these days. And one of the suggestions has come from, I think, Michelle Obama, who says the best way to fix this problem is to elect more women. Do we think men have problems, the political men who have problems, women being in power are going to fix that? And I suppose we could run it up the flagpole. My son and I were talking about this yesterday while we were watching Miles play in the playground, because he's involved and has many friends who are running studios or on the ladder of running up the ladder of success in their 30s. And most of them are women. Most of the people who are in these production houses who are running although you don't see their names that often in the credits, but most of the women that he and I were talking about are all people who are either running Fox Studios or the equivalent in other areas. And one wonders if that's because they're good at their job. Hopefully that's the reason they're there. But also, is there sort of maybe in the minds of some of these boards of directors the best way to defend yourself against this sort of thing is to get rid of the men and put women in charge? Is that going to solve the problem? Will it fix the problem? Is that one way? A number of ways of doing it, but I wonder out loud whether that's the way to fix the problem. What do you think?
Well, I think equality is the way to fix it. I don't think eliminating one gender over another is going to do much. I think, yes, there are more women who need to be in politics. We just last week talked about that big slush fund of taxpayer dollars that's up to $17 million now that pays out victims of sexual assault and harassment when it's by an elected official in the House or the Senate or whatever. That's insane. And obviously women are not doing that. So, and women are trying to end that or at least make it transparent so you know who's on the list and what they did. Because you could choose to not vote for them the next time they're up for election. But so obviously having more women in politics and in power would at least help things like that. But I don't know that it would ever end that culture of power and intimidation. Unless women now are just more emboldened to speak up immediately as it happens. And I think that's really important.
Well, I'm just actually listening to and watching a story that follows up on doing what I usually do, trying to, as you're talking, find several references to whatever it is that is our focus. And in this case, sexual harassment in the workplace is it takes my breath away. It exasperates me to have all of this stuff going on, whether it's in Hollywood or whether it's in Washington or whether it's in the boardroom in New York. There's physical incidents, there's the psychological circumstances. Is it even yesterday? You know how I have this little sound effects thing that I play with?
Is that your Yoda? Or that's a different one?
No, I got Yoda here.
Do you nothing that I say?
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
My.
I brought one of these to Miles, the little sound machines, and included in it is a, let's see if I can find it here, that's not it. There's a whistle, a cat call whistle that I had forgotten was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's running around. I gave him a one of these.
Oh, I'm sure his parents love when you visit.
Seriously.
So I gave him one of those, and I gave him one of the sound machines. And he found a piece of music on it that he loved, and he was dancing around and showing it to all of his friends on the playground. But there was one of the buttons you push has a whistle cat call on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Brendan and I are looking at each other, And the first person that heard it, well, he's just pushing all the buttons. And there's a little 3-4-year-old girl who's there. And as soon as that whistle came out, I'm watching this girl, and I'm looking at Brennan, and I'm looking at this girl's mother. And so I it's one of those cause and effect things. Okay, what are we doing here that's wrong? And is this going to be a problem if he continues to hit that button? So I made him aware of a couple of other things that were on there that he was more interested in. But isn't it, the reason I bring it up is because here's where our mind goes. You know, something like that, which seems innocent and silly enough on the surface, is it something really bad? Is it something that if he's exposed to, he doesn't understand it now at all, but, you know, if you were a junior high school kid and you had that catcall little button and you pressed it, would somebody come after you for that? You know how you go by a construction site and the old business about the girls get whistled at, is that sexual harassment? I don't know. Well, it depends. I don't know.
I don't think women appreciate it. I've certainly never met anyone, and I've
I've met some women who just think it's fascinating. It's lovely. They want to have the attention. But they don't come from your wheelhouse. They're not coming from your side of the street. They have people that, a lot of women who dress. Look at the way some women dress, how provocatively. Yeah, that doesn't mean that it's right, that you know, it ends up sometimes in the circumstances that it does. But women sometimes, in my experience, find this is the only way to get attention. What a sad reality.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
That's what I would call daddy issues.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
How so? Explain a little more.
Well, I know you're not a strip club guy, but that's pretty much the
strip club in my life.
Right, and I love that about you. But what I'm saying is that's something that girls and lots of guys make the joke too, that strippers all have daddy issues. Daddy didn't love me. Daddy left. I had no father, and you end up on the pole.
Yeah, so the only way to get attention, because you could never get attention from your father, right, is to do something like dressing provocatively or stripping. That way you can get attention from men,
right, exactly.
Wow.
Your daughter, and I am lucky, Kara's lucky, Jennifer's lucky, all of us have very, very present fathers, and we are, I think, I've always said, much more than any other type of parent-child combo, a father and daughter relationship is so essential to who she becomes, who she marries, what her career choices are, how she handles herself in business, and it's such an essential relationship. And I've had friends who don't have close relationships with their dads, and it has really affected their lives in so many negative ways. So I consider myself to be incredibly lucky, and I would think Kara would say the same, and so is Jen, and I know your daughter Megan, I'm sure, feels the same way, that we're just all so lucky to have such wonderful dads.
Yeah. There's a lot of food for thought in all of that. Thank you. Let's talk about, let's do pillows. It's pillow talk time at DJV. The pillow songs that are around, there's some great songs from when I was a kid, songs about My Pillow, or A Pillow, or Pillow, you know, the stuff about pillows and pillows, what part pillows play in our lives. The benefits of having a good pillow. If you have a good pillow, then you don't think about the benefits. If you have a bad pillow, like I was in a place over the weekend, an Airbnb place, and it was okay, but the bed wasn't that great, and the pillows were horrible. And I thought to myself, how spoiled am I? I got these premium My Pillows that I talk about every day and use every night. So if you want to find out what I'm talking about and you haven't yet, your chance to buy one premium My Pillow, get the second one free, is yours for using the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. Yep, MyPillow.com. One word, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get couple of new pillows to find out what we're talking about here. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, 2 for the price of 1.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, but it really isn't. It is Monday, and it is time when we put aside a few minutes to honor some of those who worked hard on some new music. Actually, this is a bit of music, a nostalgia trip for me, anyway. New Rolling Stones album, On Air, which is a collection of 32 songs, originals and covers, performed live on the BBC in the mid-60s.
So it's been released.
Released. And this is cover of Beatles song. It's All Over Now. Crank it up, Carol, will you?
When I got worried, she would ease my ache. Now she's there and there for every man in town. Still trying to take me for that same old town. I used to love her, but
hi,
it's all over now.
This is, I remember... the Stones had a better version of it. This was performed on the Joe Loss Pop Show in 1964. That's where this comes from, on the BBC, the Rolling Stones, and All Over Now. So that's number three of three that was on the bottom of the list. We go to number two now from a TV show called The Saturday Club, 1963. This is an original recording from the Rolling Stones. Come on.
A chicken. I wish somebody would come along and run into a wrecking. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I lay awake thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, sounds like thunder. Some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on. Always thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid guy trying to reach another number.
Very lyric line, that is.
All right, this is a Chuck Berry cover.
Yeah.
The first one is All Over Now, they wrote, but this is a Chuck Berry.
Yeah, but the Beatles did a version of it as well. And I never quite figured out which one I like the best. If I remember.
I love early Stones. This 60s sound is, I love it. It's my favorite Stones.
I actually watched a couple of episodes of Austin City Limits on the plane coming back last night. One of them was a 1982 performance of Roy Orbison. at Austin
City. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's when his voice was still incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was still doing all right. Okay, let's see here. The last pick from the new Stones album on air is also from the Saturday Club TV show on the BBC. This speaks for itself. Roll over, Beethoven. Crank it up there. Another Beatles tune.
Well, this is Chuck Berry.
Yeah, but the Beatles did it, and who was, I think they sold as many copies of it as did Chuck Berry.
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Yeah. But that shows you how important Chuck Berry was, actually.
Oh, yeah.
In the original twist with the Beatles. Yeah.
Yeah, and at least for this song, I still think of the Chuck Berry definitely as the more iconic original version
of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree with you. All right, let's crank up this version, though, for a second, Kara. It doesn't sound like a Chuck Berry guitar. He's just trying to imitate Chuck Berry's guitar. Do they do well at it?
Oh, yeah.
So this is available everywhere. What is the story? Is this a downloadable thing? Is this in hard vinyl or on a hard CD? Where is this?
All of the above. This is, I know my brother's still in bed, so I can say this. This is actually the Christmas gift that I bought for my brother on vinyl. And it also comes with a big coffee table book of all of the early 60s Stones performances and stories about how they, you know, originally formed and everything.
Yep.
So it's a great, great Christmas gift. The whole album's incredible.
Is there a coffee table book that goes with it?
Yep. And it's only $70.
$70. All right, good Christmas idea from Victoria. Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Buying a holiday gift for anyone can be easy if you stick to a budget and keep it practical. Keurig K-Compact coffee maker brews any hot beverages in under a minute. Smart Start technology heats and brews with the touch of a button. Your holiday Keurig coffee bar can feature seasonal hot beverages from brands like Rev Coffee and Swiss Miss Hot Cocoa. At under $50, it's exclusively available at Walmart and Walmart.com. Verizon's new cases and accessories are available for select models of the new iPhone. Options include Kate Spade New York in Scipio's Oh Joy and Esquire series. Kate Spade New York's leather sticker pockets adhere to any case back to store two credit cards. Prices start under $28. Find them at select Verizon stores nationwide and VerizonWireless.com. Western Digital SanDisk iExpand Base saves photos, videos, and contacts while charging your iPhone. It also moves content to your new device by restoring it via its companion iOS app. Options start at 32 gigs up to 256 gigs, offering room to save your files in their original quality with no monthly fees. Prices start under $50. iHome's IAV S16 features built-in Amazon Alexa technology. Stream internet stations like Spotify, Pandora, and iHeartRadio. Controlling hundreds of smart devices is easy, using your voice to operate from companies like Nest, Wink, and more. Think of it as iHome's answer to having your own musical genie in a box. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Family Department, also known as the DJV Show, with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Have you seen the video of this nanny, whose name is Kate Anderson, who is watching a baby, and outside the place where she was doing her work, you could see a lady stealing what appears to be a handbag and or a package. I guess it was a package. So they go to this is the one of these things that's going on. You know, we have this focus on people who are going door to door stealing packages. So this woman steals a package, and her accomplice is driving the car. She runs to throw the package in the car, falls out of the car, and the guy driving the car goes away. And so she's lying on the street, getting up. And as she's getting up, this nanny who is in the house yells out, "What the F are you doing?" And she chases her down the street and takes her down. I think this is
so the
Seattle.
Nanny looks outside and sees that this woman is trying to steal a neighbor's package.
Steal a package, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. Vigilante.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, this is stuff that's good to see. People being active.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Kind of a lousy statement on the reality of what people are about, but
oh,
it's good that folks are not just sitting there taking it.
The package stealing is so bad right now.
Yeah, it really is.
There are police. I forget what town it was. I saw a video of it that police actually are using decoy boxes to bust
people.
Grab
these people? Really?
Yeah, and so it looks like it's an Amazon box, and the thief walks up, picks it up, and then there's a tracking device in it. And so they drive away, and the cops pull them over and arrest them for stealing.
Wow.
It's such a big problem right now.
Yeah, it really is. All right, let's find some other good news here. Fellow that runs Tesla, Elon Musk, won a bet, a $50 million bet. That's his league. He promised to help solve South Australia's energy problem. Australia is one of these places that doesn't have a lot of raw material, so they have to ship in whatever fossil fuels they can find. There's a Freudian slip. The energy requirements are, built on using fossil fuel. What? That's the second. Fossil fuel. So he bet that he could create a battery. That's what his whole thing is. Tesla is run by batteries. I actually drove a Ford Fusion this weekend. I've never driven a hybrid car before, and it's quite a good car. When I go back again in a couple of weeks, I'm going to rent another one. I thought
those are becoming very popular.
Well, I used 3 gallons of gas for the whole weekend, and I probably put 300 miles on the car. It mostly runs. I said to the guy at the Enterprise lot, I got into the car and I hit the button and I couldn't hear anything. I said, there's something wrong. I can't.
Oh, yeah, they're really quiet. Yeah.
And he said, no, it's electric. And so it was. And I put it into gear and off I went. And you couldn't hear anything. You're on the highway. I was driving on the 405, I think, as I went down to go to Megan's. You can, as you go faster, the gasoline engine comes on when you need a little propulsion, and that's when it charges the battery as well. So, but normally, if you're in city driving, there's no engine. It's the battery.
A lot of the yellow cabs in New York are Prius or Ford Fusion. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it's so quiet when you're in the back seat. It's so bizarre.
And this was quite a good car. Rode well. It was comfortable. Had nice amenities. I don't know what they cost, but it was a nice car.
I think Ford Fusions are pretty reasonable. They're the cars that they always give away. Yeah, low 20s, I think.
Yeah.
They're the ones that they always give away on The Voice and American Idol and things like that.
Sponsoring. Okay.
Yeah, they're always sponsoring those types of things.
Yeah. Anyway, the whole point here, I don't want to bury the headline as you accuse me of doing so often, Victoria.
I have no idea what the topic is. I have no idea.
Musk he promised to help.
Oh, Elon Musk, okay.
Solve the energy problem, and they don't have supply of much of anything except fossil fuel. They're having a tough time. Obviously, it's a big country, and they don't have the same kind of problems as because they're not an industrial country. They don't have the same problems as China does. But anyway, he promised to get a battery system operable, a Tesla battery system, and he was able to do that so that the state apparently wants to have a bunch of cars that are run by electricity, and he's able to do that. But then he's developing a power pack that has enough energy to power 30,000 homes as well. They had a big problem. They have a big blackout in Australia recently.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so this was aimed at helping that, or the focus on it was.
And I think they're kind of holding the power grid together with some, chewing gum. So
right.
I think that they're really on the verge of a major, major power crisis. So if he can solve this with his battery technology, that's so great.
Good for him. I think it's $50 million out of it in addition. Let's get to the El Stupido sports news. Miami Marlins let go of a scout. This guy was in the hospital undergoing kidney transplant surgery, and they fire him. There you go.
This does not look good.
Colon cancer surgery, whatever he's in there for. The optics
both
of this are ridiculous. Derek Jeter is the guy who's running the Marlins, too, isn't he?
Yes, he is the new CEO. And Derek Jeter, when he took over, said that the finances of the Marlins were a disaster, so he had to slash a lot of jobs and cut the budgets and things like that. This guy, Marty Scott, who joined the Marlins as a vice president in 2011, and he has recently been working as a scout, he was told that his contract would not be renewed October 16th while he was in the hospital at the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, Florida, and doctors 3 days earlier had removed a cancerous tumor and polyps from his colon. The reason he was in there was because he has diabetes and he needs a kidney transplant. So while all this is going on, he also got fired. He said, which was kind of nice of him, he said, Derek Jeter doesn't owe me anything. In their hearts, they did what they thought was right. I know based on certain aspects of the game, I was probably making too much money, but we all love the game, we're all in it, and I think after 40 years, it was worth more than a spank on the butt and a see you later. So he said, I'm very hurt, I've been here for a really long time, but there were other positions very similar to his that were also eliminated. So he's not the only one, but it looks terrible.
Bad
optics. The optics of it.
Yeah. Oh, bad optics.
So bad.
All right, you told me that this Conor McGregor is somebody that a lot of people are talking about because I'm not interested in MMAs or whatever they call them, MMGs.
MMA. MMA. And I'm not interested in any of that either, but he is a very big name, especially after that unbelievably high-profile fight against Floyd Mayweather, that was the $100 million fight. But now, apparently, Conor McGregor is in the news again. He is rumored, there's conflicting reports about this, he's rumored to have been in a bar fight in Dublin, and apparently one of the people that he punched has connections to the Irish Mafia. And so now, there are rumors that there is a $900,000 price tag on his head, and so this story keeps going back and forth. His father, Conor McGregor's father, says that there's nothing to it and that they're fine. And then on the other end, there are other reporters, crime reporters, who are saying that the Irish National Guard is actually going to tell Conor McGregor to leave Ireland for his own safety. So we'll see what happens. It's still developing, but it's very bizarre.
Yeah, sounds like mondo bizarro to me. All right, it's 43 past the hour in a moment. We're going to focus on holiday entertaining as now we're into December.
Yay.
Christmas parties are starting. Hooray. So we'll give you some ideas, some tips on what some of the latest moves are here in holiday entertaining 2017 style. You just heard us talking about this video of someone who stole a package from a home and was caught doing it. And now comes back into my mind the focus on why it's so important for you to have Vivint Smart Home Technology, this system that tells who's at the front door when you're not there, security cameras you can watch on your PC to see what's going on inside and outside of your house. You can set the thermostat for whatever temperature when you leave in the morning, set it at 50 because you don't want to heat the house all day long, and on your way home, you use your smart device. And with the Vivint smart home technology, you set the thermostat up to where you want it to go, save lots on heating and cooling bills. It's just smart. It is. It's smart. It's got the smart home technology. That's what it is. From Vivint Systems. So, if you would like to see and hear how this can help you and your home situation, call 855-718-6167. For Vivint Smart Home Technology, get a customized plan that you'll have professionally installed by one of the Vivint Technology people, 855-718-6167. Or go to the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, and you'll see a banner ad for Vivint Home Systems. Click on that, get more details, and call them. Get somebody to come out and appraise your home, see how it will work there for you. 855-718-6167. That's 855-718-6167 to protect your home.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 45 past the hour. Joining us now is Robin Moreno, who is a fashion, travel, lifestyle editor has been very visible in these areas that we're now finding very important because this is the time of year when people are entertaining. She's the author of the book Practically Posh, The Smart Girl's Guide to a Glam Life. So, with that in mind, holiday entertaining gets started this week, I think, for a lot of people. Robin, what's the best way? Are we talking about food here? Are we talking about drinks? What are we putting together?
Yay, so we're doing the whole spread. So first of all, good morning and happy holidays. And you know what? This is the season to get your holiday on. So, you know, my biggest tip, honestly, when it comes to entertaining is just to make everything as easy as possible. Because if it's easy but still looks beautiful, everyone's going to be happy. You're going to be relaxed. Everyone's going to have a good time. So let's start with the food because I love to put out a gorgeous spread for my family and friends. And I absolutely love serving a honey baked ham for all of my holiday parties and get-togethers. So it's so delicious and they make it so easy because it actually comes already cooked, sliced, and then they're beautiful gold foil. You literally just unwrap it and serve, and you don't even have to heat it up, as it actually tastes better room temperature. And you're familiar with honey-baked hams, right?
I love them. Well, I love the smell of them. I'm not a meat eater, but I will tell you that when you go to any place with a party or you serve these things, the aroma that comes from it is what's fabulous.
Well, it's amazing. So many people are familiar with the company because it's amazing. They've been around for 60 years, and they just really follow a secret family recipe that I think really gives you, like, the best-tasting, high-quality ham, and really kind of makes it distinct from other, maybe, hams on the market. So they have this really sweet caramelized glaze that's amazing, and it's so good. And they come in different sizes, so depending on the size of party if you want. But you know what? I think, just like you said, it's really good to have options because for a menu. And so they also have turkey, which is great. So if people prefer, you know, a whiter meat, they, you know, have their turkey breast, but they're served the same way. So they still come as easy. They come pre-cooked, sliced with an amazing sweet caramelized glaze, which is great. And then they have amazing sides. So maybe for someone like you, so they have, you know, green bean casseroles, which are amazing. They're tossed with mushrooms and bell peppers and tossed with crispy onions, or maybe a sweet potato casserole, which is so fun this time of year, you know, with a little sweet potato and a little brown sugar on top with some walnuts and pecans. And a lot of people don't know this, but they actually serve desserts, which are amazing. So whether you want a pecan pie, a pound cake, my favorite is their red velvet cake. Just, you know, I'm from the South, so I love myself a red velvet cake, but top with, you know, cream cheese and a little of the white chocolate shavings. And actually, the desserts are only available for a limited time. So if you want any more information or to pick one up or even to give one as a gift, you can go to honeybaked.com.
So what happens if you want to wash it down with something good to drink?
Well, that's what tonight we're just having a party. Well, it's the same way when it comes to your bars. You want to have options for everyone. So I love serving a cocktail bar and just putting out the spirits with cute little signs. So you can have white spirits. You can have your brown spirits with fun, just festive mixers. You can do cranberry. You can do mint to really get in the season. And if you just sort of just make sure you have good signs with everything and maybe some little recipes and little chalkboard, little signs, and people can do their mixing, do their own mixing. And what's good for you is it seems very clever, but guess what? Your hands free, so then you can actually enjoy your guests. But you also want to be sure that you get non-alcoholic drinks. So I love Honest Tea. It is an organic fair trade tea that I love with a variety of flavors. That's so great. And they also have wonderful ones for the children. So I serve the juices from Honest Kids because it actually has half the sugar than the other juices on the market. And then we love baking. So I love baking with Reynolds. They have amazing parchment paper that has Smart Grid, so which is great because you don't even need you don't need to clean it up. And the Smart Grid it works for every pan. It's just really wonderful. So you can go to ReynoldsKitchen.com for recipes or more ideas.
Right. Lots of great ideas there. Thank you, Robin Moreno.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save
save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now 53 past the hour. Chuck Curry off today, but movie moments important. So we'll do some considering of the top movies at the box office over the weekend. Victoria will have that update. I have a focus on a new documentary, which is appropriate for the time. Plus a very interesting rare find in the desert, all right after this.
I'm Grant Langston, the new CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, you're probably tired of the lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and matches that never turn into dates. If that's you, it's time to try eHarmony. Dating apps of one kind or another have been around a long time, but at the end of the day, they're just virtual bars where no one ever buys you a drink. eHarmony's different. We're built to help you have a better relationship, and we do that with 17 years of research and experience. eHarmony's gotten really good at bringing compatible people together. People that want the same things you do and are ready for a real relationship. Hey, it can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a month free when you buy a three-month plan. Use code DATE. eHarmony.com, use code DATE.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
All right, 55 past the hour. There's a new documentary, which is going to be shown at the Sundance Film Festival, Victoria, highlighting sexual misconduct scandals. The documentary is called Seeing Allred, the work of Gloria Allred, who is a women's rights attorney, taking on former Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein. She's been, well, pretty much everybody knows who she is.
Yeah.
She's very visible, somebody that I happen to know fairly well. She's a character, but, man, you don't want to mess with her.
I'll be interested to know how they portray her daughter in the documentary, since she was the one kind of defending Weinstein.
Yeah, right. But it'll also be interesting to see how the victims, how this process begins, because I think so many times we just see Gloria Allred at a podium with a victim, and we don't really know how does this all begin. So I think it's, I think I'm interested to see that aspect of it as well, what cases she chooses to take, what it's, what information it's based on, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very focused, that's for sure. So it'll be interesting to see it. Seeing Allred available on Netflix early next year. All right, some kind of a prop was found in the desert in Arizona. Where it was found?
In California, in the Guadalupe Nipomo Dunes in California, somewhere, I guess, in the desert. Archaeologists have dug up a perfectly intact 300-pound sphinx head that was actually used in Cecil B. DeMille's movie set for the Ten Commandments in 1923. And so they've found, they said it's unlike anything else they've ever found, and they said the majority of it is preserved by the sand, because essentially it's...
No air could get to it.
Right, and it's like finding any other piece of artifact. It's just been preserved in the sand, and the fact that they didn't know where it was, I guess it was all filmed out there. They said it's 175 miles from Los Angeles, and that was a rumor that that Cecil B. DeMille had buried all of them in the dunes, and now they know for sure he did.
Oh,
which
man.
Is so That's bizarre, but it's such an amazing piece of movie history. It's 95 years old.
Yep. All right, what do we have at the box office with totals over the weekend? Any surprises?
I don't know. Kara, actually, you were reading about, was it Justice League is still up there?
Yeah, Justice League, I think, has been in the theaters for 3 weeks now, and it's still at number two, even though I know Chuck liked the movie, but I've heard multiple reviews from people saying that it wasn't very good. And I think Thor was number four, which I saw on Friday night, and whoever put together it had the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. Whoever came up with the idea to put that with the movie, I want to give them a hug, because it's the most amazing scene I've seen in a superhero movie in a long time. So
that has sparked online downloads of Immigrant Song from Zeppelin, and it's unbelievable that the resurgence that song's had. But number one at the box office over the weekend was a movie called Coco. I think, is that an animated kids movie?
Animated Pixar movie, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and so that made $26 million. But, and then Wonder, the Julia Roberts movie, that's still hanging in there at number three.
Yeah.
That made another $12.5 million.
A lot of buzz on that. A lot of good buzz on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What was number five or four?
Four was Thor, and five is Daddy's Home 2.
Ah. Daddy's Home 2, filmed in part in Framingham. Isn't that sweet? All right. There it is. Box office totals and other things that you are eager to know, I know, courtesy of the DJV.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.